to the latest episode of Over the Counter in our special series of pharmacist interviews. Observed each year in October, American Pharmacist Month celebrates the incredible care pharmacists of all practice types deliver to patients on a daily basis. Throughout October, Drug Topics sat down with pharmacists of all backgrounds to learn what keeps them motivated in their profession. From the retail and community pharmacy space to specialty care, find out how exactly the profession is thriving today from a collection of pharmacists' unique perspectives.
What initially drew you to the pharmacy profession, and how has your career path unfolded?
Yeah, so I was not someone who was always like, I'm going to be a pharmacist. I wanted to pursue a PhD in kind of neuroscience, and so was working on a bachelor's in biology and took an organic chemistry class and really enjoyed it and found it interesting and wanted something that where I could kind of, you know, utilize that kind of knowledge. And a friend at the time said, you should look into pharmacy. And I did, and kind of just went from there. So I liked with pharmacy, you know, there's so many different things that you can do. There's such a kind of a wide range of experiences that you can, or settings that you can work in as a pharmacist. I knew at the time that I thought I probably wanted to work, you know, in a hospital in the inpatient setting. And so after I graduated, I went to OSU, Ohio State, for pharmacy school. And after that, I matched here at Michigan and did a PGY1 residency and was interested in many different things. And someone, a good friend of mine now, you know, at the time said, have you checked out palliative care? You should do a rotation in palliative care. And I did. And kind of the rest is history. So I did a PGY2 in that, and then did 2 years of fellowship, and now I'm in my current position where I practice both inpatient and outpatient, supporting our inpatient palliative care consult team and our outpatient palliative care clinics.
Can you talk about some of the rewards and challenges you face in your practice setting?
Yeah, and so I mean, probably everyone would identify a challenge as just like there's limited time. In my particular position, I'm split between outpatient, inpatient, and being at the college, and so that navigating that is a challenge. Some of the rewards, you know, especially getting to work with patients outpatient. So the way that I support our outpatient clinics is I have my own clinic twice a week and see patients who either are transitioning out of the hospital and going home, or those who maybe have more complex medication management needs or just kind of complex needs overall. And so really getting to work with folks and getting to know them is really rewarding. There was one patient a while back, and you know, we made some not huge tweaks to his medication regimen, but it really made a big difference to him. And we got to work together for many months. And then at one point he was in the hospital and said, well, you got to come by and see me when I'm here. I have a shirt that I'm having like everyone sign, like everyone that's on my care team sign. I need you to come sign it. And so that was, you know, that was a really special patient to get to work with and get to know. So I'd say that's, you know, one of the big rewards. One of the other things is that, you know, while I said time is always limited, as pharmacists, we're often able, at least in my setting, I am often able to see folks more frequently and for longer periods of time than like any of the physicians or the APPs. And so I have a little bit more time to just listen, and I will often find things out, not because I'm asking any particular kind of question, but just because I am spending the time and listening to folks. And so I'd say those are some of the big rewards. Some of the challenges, again, I mean, the time thing. I'd say the other thing is a misunderstanding from patients, families, other healthcare professionals about what palliative care is, what appropriate pain management looks like, and that can often, you know, create barriers. But we just keep providing that education and, you know, try to get past that.
Can you share something unique about your practice setting, patient population, or a specific program that you've implemented that exemplifies the value of pharmacists in patient care?
Yeah, so I guess a specific program. So there are a lot of different, transitions of care, pharmacist-led transitions of care programs out there. One of the unique things that we do with my clinic is we do kind of a targeted palliative care specific transition of care. So if a patient is seen in the hospital by our by the palliative care consult service, or if they follow with one of our clinics outpatient when they get discharged, within a week or two, they'll have either a video visit or a phone visit with me to ensure that we, that they're tolerating whatever adjustments or changes we made to their regimen, that we're making sure that they don't need to come back if their symptoms are, uncontrolled. Making sure that they have, Narcan and understand how to use it at home, because the majority of these patients are getting opioid pain medicine. So, I would say that is a valuable program that I've been a part of implementing, and it really does go a long way to reduce kind of the wait time for folks to be seen in our clinics, and we can, get people on more optimal regimens sooner by kind of having the collaboration between myself and the palliative care clinic physicians and APPs.
In your opinion, what are the biggest opportunities for pharmacists to expand the role in patient care in today's healthcare landscape?
Oh gosh. biggest opportunities. I mean, I think we're continuing to see that, various kind of chronic conditions that are primarily medically managed often do really well when pharmacists manage them. And, in some cases, like hypertension management, the CDC has, pharmacist-led management in their guidelines. And so I think continuing to identify areas like that where pharmacists can really, spend the time doing that kind of medication management with folks. And I think as we continue to see, we continue to be, I mean, there's always accessibility issues. And so I, as pharmacists continue to kind of advance those more, advance those kind of roles, I am hopeful that that will continue to expand access to underserved folks.
Great. And this last question is obviously kind of more specific to your practice setting and research that you've done. Rates of chronic pain among US adults remain high, and new cases occur more frequently than other common conditions like diabetes. How do you think this will impact the pharmacy profession in the coming years?
Yeah, I mean, I th certainly. My practice specialty of pain management and palliative care is one that has grown quite a bit in the last 10 to 20 years, and I think we'll continue to see more specialty residency programs. I think we'll continue to see more workforce development in terms of having greater numbers of pharmacists practicing in this area. So I think there's a lot of opportunities there as we continue to see, high rates of chronic pain. Chronic pain is something that is oftentimes managed with medications, and so pharmacists have, there's a good role there for pharmacists. But I also kind of always say one of my most important jobs as a pharmacist is to know when a medication is not the answer or not the only answer. And so, I want to continue to encourage call my, pharmacist colleagues to be aware of all of the non-medication, either, interventional or behavioral or different non-pharmacologic interventions that are out there for chronic pain, and kind of normalize with patients and other healthcare professionals that medications are only one tool in someone's toolbox. And so we can, provide support there, but really identifying other opportunities to get patients plugged in with other kinds of specialists.
Well, awesome. Dr. Irwin, thank you again for taking the
Of
time out of your day
course.
to talk to me. I really appreciate it.
Of course, no problem. Thank you.